you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number if you dial in 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight with a special guest interviewee who is actually sitting here in our studio, as we have had him at least once before. His name is Andrew Carroll. Andrew, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Always good having you here, especially because, well, you're an outstanding activist who deserves to have some attention brought to what it is you've been up to for the past 6 months. Of course, if our listeners have been tuned in since January, they know that back in early January, in the middle of winter, you went outside here in New Hampshire and held out in your hand a piece of marijuana. Publicly, you had announced this in advance. You'd sent out a press release about it. The police got wind of it. They showed up, albeit 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
But they did show up, and they did arrest you. And, of course, we talked about that when it happened. Then the trial came out. And the trial was in a very unusual situation, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I mean, the judge was in a jovial mood with you. He
was very, actually quite approachable. It was amazing.
But at the same time, he, you know, had no problem sending you to jail for nine days because
he had a problem with it. He didn't want to send you to jail.
That's right.
He wanted him to pay $420.
According to the letter he wrote me, or rather the decision that he wrote, which I read, I forced him to throw me in jail.
Yeah.
Since I did not pay their fine or take community service, I put a gun to his head. I said, throw me in jail, Burke.
Right.
I want to go to jail. Yeah. I don't know where he gets that from, but
it's absurd, and it's just that's how the people in the system justify being violent.
Yeah, the way I take it is that deep down inside, Burke knows that what he's doing is wrong, mm-hmm. and in order to
He's scared.
To deny himself responsibility, he wants to act like I'm forcing him, which is absurd.
Well,
so.
this is how people view the government. They like, look, we've got some rules here, and you've got to follow the rules, and you know that's the way it is. And they don't understand that government's only option is force. It's the only way you're going to control behavior,
yep.
And they don't like being shown that in fact is the behavior. Burke was shown, you know, and undoubtedly, here's a guy who doesn't smoke marijuana, holding marijuana, and you put him in jail for 9 days. You can try to shirk the responsibility to that as much as you want, but it comes down to the judge. Now, the judge can say, certainly, that the legislators forced me to do it, and the people elected the legislators, this is what people want, whatever, but...
And society forced me to hold a plant, yeah.
Right. If this were back in the 1940s, he might have been able to say something like, well, look, you Jews have forced me to order you into the ovens. I mean, if you don't snitch on your neighbors, then this is just what I have to do. It's my job.
To be hyperbolic about it, that's certainly a relevant point to bring up. It's a case of mauvais foi if I've ever seen it. Mauvais foi. It's a term by Jean-Paul Sartre. It means, it's a French term, means bad faith.
Okay.
It's essentially when one denies one's own self-responsibility and acts like an object.
Hmm.
So Burke essentially even though he's a member of the judicial branch, he essentially acts as an executive of the laws of the state,
a mindless tool.
Pretty much a tool. He acts as a means for the ends of the state, and he denies that he has any free choice
to do otherwise. Right. Mm-hmm. It's the old, and I know Dale is going to join us here in a little bit, but we only have three microphones in the studio. But you know, as Dale would point out, it's not my fault situation. Everywhere you look with the government people,
yep.
With the judge, it's, hey, I'm just doing my job. This is what I have to do. I don't like to do it, but I got to put food on the table. With the police, it's the same excuse. Just following orders. That's what I was hired to do. And then, you know, blame the legislature. So you go to the legislature and you say, are you hurting people? Why are you ordering these men to do this? Well, it's what the voters want. It's just what I was elected for.
Yep.
And then, of course, you don't ever really even know who the voters are because voting is an anonymous act. There's no way to really even identify. You can go and you can look and see, well, so-and-so came here and voted, but you don't know how they voted, and voters have no responsibility.
And there's so many that the power is dissolved, and so that in itself allows voters to rationalize away their own participation in what really is an immoral act.
So nobody's at fault, but everybody's at fault.
Yeah, exactly. That's democracy for you.
Right. You know, the little Republican lady down the street, she isn't throwing anybody in jail. She's not slapping cuffs on anybody.
Sure. Yep.
But she doesn't mind voting for the people that are going to do just that.
Yep.
Well, and they don't want to see the little Republican lady down the street, who could be your grandmother. They don't want to see peaceful people thrown into a jail cell, because that makes them very uncomfortable. They have to tell themselves stories like, well, he broke the law, and so therefore it's okay, because when you break the law, you're a criminal, and criminals are bad.
It's a nation of laws, as if it really is a nation of laws. Yeah. Come on. All you have to do is
look at Sam's case.
Watch the police department in action. You know, get an opportunity and follow a cop car around and see if he stops for stop signs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, see how many tickets he gives up to other people who stop for stop signs. It's not a nation of laws.
It's unfortunate because, first and foremost, it's a nation of people. And if laws are destructive to people, then they, as far as I'm concerned, shouldn't be laws. And what we face with marijuana prohibition is a law such as that.
Absolutely, and that's, of course, what you were standing up for, and you did it so bravely and so well. In fact, I don't know if you heard about the young man out in Washington who smoked a joint during his high school speech.
I did not hear that.
Oh,
but
man.
That, I would love to see video of that.
Yeah, this is it's breaking news, so I think it probably hit the news before you got out.
Okay.
But take a look around. I think his name is Ian somebody, and I actually threw out Ian Barry is his name. And I sent a message today to the newspaper reporter out there that covered the story to see if I could get him on the show, because I thought, wow, this guy is really in league with you. What he did was, and the footage that has come out so far is pretty awful. You can't hear much of anything, but you can generally see what happened. When I had read the story originally, he was giving a speech, a high school speech. He's 17 years old. And at the very end of his speech about legalization of marijuana, he pulls out a joint and lights it up in front of what I thought was a classroom. Because when you hear school speech, you think it's happening in a classroom. But if you actually look at the video footage, it's happening in an auditorium.
Oh,
so he had a huge audience
that
in front
brilliant.
Of him for this.
I want to meet that guy and shake his hand.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Well, that's one of the reasons I want to have him on the show, is to thank him for doing what he did, because people that step up, like you, Andrew, and like this Ian guy and other people that have stepped up and stood up for freedom, despite whatever the consequences might be, they should be recognized and they should be appreciated for what they've done.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
So other people will hopefully follow in their footsteps. And I think that if the guy gets liberty, and I don't know, I haven't talked to him yet, I think we should extend a personal invitation to him to come on out here.
Oh, we should.
Come out here and team up with some other people
that are
like you. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was great.
That's good.
He got a huge response from the audience, too. I mean, they loved it. And he asked at one point during his speech, because I found the text of it online, how many of you have smoked marijuana? And, of course, nobody raises their hands, and then he makes fun of the audience because they're lying, because they're obviously lying. I mean, high school kids not smoking marijuana, please. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Perhaps you've got a question for Andrew Carroll. He is with us. Let's go to the phones. Dave is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Andrew. Dave in Nevada. Going once. Dave in Nevada. Going twice. Okay, I guess we don't have Dave in Nevada.
Hey, you there? Hello?
Is this Dave?
Hey, sorry.
You're on the air. Go ahead. You're on with Andrew.
Andrew, good to see you're out.
Thank you.
And I was just listening to last night's podcast today on my iPod, and that was when Lauren Canario called, and you could hear all those people in the background. I've been listening to you guys for just over a year, and that was like when I heard everybody yelling freedom, like William Wallace style.
Mm-hmm.
that was like one of the coolest things I've heard on your show.
I have to say it was one of my favorite moments. It was one of those moments where if you had ever been an on-the-fence person about the Free State Project or a doubter, who one of those people saying, well, I don't know if this is for real. I don't know if this is really
happening. It's for real, yeah.
If you heard that call last night with 40 people in the background all yelling freedom as Andrew was walking out of jail, it was one of the most amazing moments, I think, in the history of the show. And it really shows that this is happening. I mean, this is a movement that will not be stopped, and it's just going to keep getting better.
I had to go a considerable distance away from you just to hear what you were saying. And I still couldn't drown them out because they were so loud because there's so many of us, and we're not going away anytime soon.
Dave, I don't know if you have more. Hang on. If you do, 800-259-9231. Come back with more of Andrew and your calls if you've got them. And hopefully we'll have some time to get into some jail stories here as well, because you were were in there for 9 days, inevitably something interesting happened. You can bring up anything here as well. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. More with Andrew Carroll in moments.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2222. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And you can enjoy things like the archives. Going back for an entire year, all free for you right there on the front page of the website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival, happening later this month here in beautiful New Hampshire, specifically the Lancaster area. It's going to be at Rogers Campground, which I'm excited about because I've never been before to the Pork Fest at Rogers. It was at Rogers the year before we moved here. And then the next year they moved it to a different campground, and so now it's back. It's going to be hundreds of liberty-minded people, people like Andrew Carroll, all together at the same campground, enjoying one another's company, socializing, planning, plotting, doing all kinds of things, getting to know one another. It's a good time, and it's one of my favorite things of the year. I really look forward to this. I don't know which I like more, the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. These are the two Free State Project events that they put on, Liberty Forum being more of a convention-y style atmosphere, the Porcupine Freedom Festival just being a fun campground-style thing.
They're both great.
And they are both a blast. So come on out here. It's not too late to get registered. Still got a couple weeks left here. Go to porkfest.com to get all the details, learn about what's happening, and the things that you'll see listed on the Porkfest website, only a fraction of what's actually going on. There's actually more going on there, but you have to be there to find out what the other happenings are. So porkfest.com, P-O-R-C, porkfest.com. Andrew, are you going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I certainly plan on it, yeah.
Excellent. So you're going to be there. I know that a lot of the voices that you hear on this radio show, many of the hosts, of course, Mark and I will be broadcasting live every single night. We'll have our third microphone, and great people, activists like Andrew, will certainly be joining us to talk about some of the things they're doing. And if you're there, you can sit in and join the show for a little bit. Just like it's like you're calling, except you're sitting on the third mic. So we have a lot of fun. We're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we look forward to seeing you at that time. So Andrew is with us here tonight, taking your phone calls. He just got out of jail yesterday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. He was removed from the Cheshire County Jail after having spent about 9 days behind bars for his civil disobedience, his act of civil disobedience, in that he decided to possess marijuana openly in public, was arrested for it, and then again thrown in jail for 9 days. So let's go to your calls, and then we'll maybe get to a jail story or two. Let's talk to Greg, or excuse me, not Greg, Dave is still on the line. Dave in Nevada. Apologize, Dave. Go ahead. You're on. You're back on.
That's cool. I forgive you, Ian. It's okay. one thing that I had thought about both when Sam was in jail and both Andrew is, you know, a lot of you see on the news, a lot of people are, you know, we thank our soldiers for fighting for our freedom and for killing brown people, yada, yada. Oh, and you know, no. I say thank you to Sam and Andrew for fighting for my freedom.
Sam and Andrew have done more than the average soldier. A soldier sure has.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's that kind of willingness to put it on the line. Something that I'm not willing to do, number one, because I'm here in Las Vegas and no one's going to support me. But number two, you know, I'm a family man and I can't.
Wait, no one's going to support you in Vegas?
The more reason to get out to New Hampshire as possible.
I heard that Nevada was a bastion of libertarianism. I heard that's going to be the next free state. You mean that's not true?
I don't know. I've only been here 6 months, and I came from California, so I haven't...
6 months, and you haven't managed to find the vibe of liberty there.
If you haven't noticed the difference between California and Nevada, then I would suggest you get out of Nevada immediately and come to New Hampshire, because you will notice the difference.
There is a big difference between here and the Socialist Republic of California, but... absolutely, but, you know, I'm so busy. I work a lot, and I have 4 kids, and... It's hard for me to get out and do things and that sort of thing. But, you know, with the network, it would be hard for me to say, yes, I'm willing to go to jail for 9 days because I can't do that because I got to put food on the table.
Oh, yeah. I think that's entirely legitimate.
That is.
Yeah. So it's you know, the same reason why I wouldn't want to go into the military, even if I was yay military, because I don't want to die because I got kids. So it's guys like Sam and Andrew and you, Ian, and you too, Mark, even though you're not going to go to jail, that are willing to put your ass on the line for the rest of us. You know, like I am willing to say, okay, I'm going to contribute to the CD Evolution Fund. You know, I'm going to send letters from mail-2-jail.com when I can. You know, I'm going to buy at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, and I've signed up for the Free State Project already.
Great. Wonderful.
And
it sounds like you're doing everything you can from where you are, and I appreciate that.
And I think that the support people are very important. Think about it for a second. I every day, all day, work to sell ads on Free Talk Live. If I didn't work to sell ads on Free Talk Live, Ian couldn't do this full time. I couldn't do this full time.
I might be able to.
You might be able to do it for a while. Until what?
I don't know,
you
but I might
do it anymore. could you do affiliate relations all day long without working indefinitely?
All day long without working?
Oh, you wouldn't, for money. Never mind. I don't want to talk to you about
it. Yeah, probably.
The fact is, I work all day to bring money in so that this show can make it, so that, you know, it's supported, so that liberty activists here have a voice. And that in and of itself, although may not be the most exciting thing, certainly doesn't have the zip of going to jail for a couch on your lawn. It's activism and it's all day.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the support network is critical, and the more people we can have move here, even if they're just in supporting roles, it's going to make a difference. Now, I thank you for the call, Dave. Good hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So, Andrew, you went into jail on the 2nd, I believe it was?
The 2nd of June, yeah.
2nd of June, and they made you wait an hour before they actually let you in.
Yeah.
Then they let you in. You decided that you were going to try to do some non-cooperation, but they put you in a cell that was basically just concrete, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty uncomfortable.
I was, even going into jail, even like the moment I was going to jail, I wasn't quite sure yet what my plan was in regards to whether I wanted to be in the general population or not. Part of me thought solitary might be a good idea, complete and utter non-cooperation, might be a good idea. And the other half of me was saying, no, I'd like to get in there and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that side of me ended up winning. I ended up saying, no, I'll cooperate because I really want to meet the prisoners. I want to meet the people there. I want to get as much experience as I can of what jail is like in New Hampshire.
The guards are going to be more likely to listen to you as well if they don't have to carry you around.
It's true.
Place to place.
Yeah, I got into one discussion with one CO there, and then that was about it. So
you went in. They obviously put you into the holding cells, which is the way it works. Is you're downstairs first, and then you go into a holding cell, and then you have to get what they call classified, where they determine, well, are you violent or are you nonviolent, and they kind of look at who you are and what you allegedly did, and then they put you in a certain area of the jail based on that. So how quickly did they classify? Was it the next day?
Yeah, you're supposed to be down in the bubble, which is what they call it, the bubble, mm-hmm. for at least 24 hours. So I was down there for about 30 or so.
Did you have any cellmates when you were in the bubble?
I had one for a little while, yes. And he was a nice guy, and we talked.
What was he in for?
He was on something about he broke his bail conditions. He broke his bail conditions because he got caught drinking. So
there's a lot of that. You'll find a lot of that in jail, a lot of a violation of probation.
Which is unfortunate because... I mean, I don't know what the actual crime he was in for originally, allegedly, but he was in with him for breaking bail conditions because he got caught drinking.
Yep,
he's well over 21, but he got caught drinking. Yeah.
That's what the system does. They make it easy for you to VOP or violate your bail or whatever, and then you're right back in. So even if you've done your time as far as behind bars for whatever it is you did, you get that extended and extended and extended if you keep falling into the traps they set for you with the bail conditions and all that, because these guys are, some of them are not living happy lives. And
they're not in there for being good in the first place.
All right, more on the way here. Andrew, you can hang out for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I can hang out as long as you need me.
This is Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
Dale sitting in for Mark. We're sort of trading hosts around here as we only have three microphones and they have a special guest in the studio tonight. Toll-free number if you want to talk to him. He is Andrew Carroll, and he is a marijuana civil disobedience superstar. The number is 800-259-9231. And I say superstar because you're the first of hopefully many. I don't know when the next is going to be, but you're the first person here in New Hampshire that I know of, at least, who's done any kind of marijuana civil disobedience. You held marijuana in your hand back in January. You announced it in advance. They arrested you. They threw you in jail for 9 days as a result. And now you're out, fresh out. In fact, you've not even been out for 24 hours at this point.
Nope.
And so I'm glad you had you took the time to come here. And I know that your girlfriend is waiting patiently for you. and so we'll try to get you out the door as quickly as possible. But I just want to talk a little bit more about your experience, having this being your first time behind bars, yeah. Which actually there aren't really bars at the well, I guess there are bars in E Block, but a lot of it's just glass that you cannot break,
like glass, yeah.
And a lot of metal that it's attached to. But anyway, it's the Cheshire County Jail is where you spent 9 days, and apparently, even though the guy that's in charge of the jail is a law enforcement against prohibition member, you explained to us last night that he couldn't let you out early because he can't let people out early if they've only been sentenced to 10 days or less.
That is my understanding. That is what I heard from the other prisoners.
I see.
And from actually one of the COs as well. So I take it to be true from that.
So highlights. What are some of the memories that you have? What, looking back on the last 9-10 days of what you spent in jail, what are some of the things you'd want to share with people that maybe have never been in a jail before, or just things that really stand out to you that you think are worthy of mention?
Jail in New Hampshire, as far as jails go, isn't as bad as jail in some you know, rougher parts of the country.
Now, you only know this from talking to the other prisoners, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of them have been in prisons in Miami and prisons in other parts of the country, and they'll tell you, like, they're like, one prisoner said the phrase was, this is a kindergarten, you know,
really?
According to him, compared to other prisons in the country. My experience was mainly just a boredom, mm-hmm. and that was it. I got along with the other prisoners. They liked me. I was very congenial. They were very nice as well. They're all just looking to get out of there as soon as they can. They
sure.
don't want to cause any problems. And I met a lot of nice people. I met a lot of people who were in there for charges that, to be honest with you, shouldn't be charges, laws that shouldn't be laws, rather. A lot of them were in there for laws that, you know, probably should be laws that you and I would agree that is immoral, and maybe they do belong in not a place like prison, because prison doesn't really rehabilitate anyone.
Nor does it provide restitution to the victims.
No, it doesn't do that either, which is something we should be focusing on, as Dale has remarked upon in the past. But certainly they believe that some of them do believe that they belong there, at least for a limited amount of time, to gather their senses and think about their life. But a lot of them are in there for stupid charges, and they mm-hmm. don't deserve to be in there. And they're in there for 10 months, a year and a half.
I think it's responsible for a lot of the recidivism. I think it's actually making people more likely to come out and commit crimes again afterwards.
Especially if their life has been devastated. If you've been plucked out of your family, as many of them have,
yeah.
many of them have wives and kids at home, and if they've been plucked out of that situation, having been perhaps the breadwinner in the house, now the other people in the family are having a much more difficult time. So when they come back, if their family's still fortunate enough to be in the same house that they were in, I mean, for instance, my tenants were raided by the police here in Keene, and one of my tenants might be going to jail on marijuana growing charges.
Wow.
So yeah. they, at this time, are already having a tough time paying the rent.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep them in that house if one of them is gone.
A few of the prisoners, several, were saying that the only reason they even committed their crime, for instance, like something like theft, or something like, let's just say theft, that the only reason they did it was because they were homeless or because they really needed the money. Now, not that that's justification, but in their mind, it is like, I had nowhere else to turn in their mind. I had nowhere else to go. I was just stealing a little bit from someone who was rich anyways. I was stealing from a corporation who was rich anyways. You know,
so make it harder on them.
They justify, yeah, and we throw them in jail. We take away their job that they might have had. We take away everything from them, and then we put them back out. And then they've got a record, and it's even harder to get a job. How do we expect them to better their own lives?
There's a whole bunch of factors coming together that making all these things, you know, miserable, because we're paying ridiculous taxes. Our economy is damaged by statism.
Yep.
That guy said he'd love to do protesting or go to jail for his principles, but he's struggling to support his family and pay bills.
Yep.
And all of that, it's all exacerbated.
And people say that people say anarchy is chaos. But to me, what the government does is the true chaos, because the government steps in and they impose upon the world a struggling and class dichotomies that otherwise wouldn't exist. Dichotomies between the political class and the non-political class, between those who are in jail and those who are not.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of environment really affects you. The people in that jail, we all wear the same colors. You know, the guards all wear the same uniforms.
Sure.
It's a real dichotomy that is forced upon you day after day for 24 hours. And it gets to a lot of people. And they come out of jail, and while they're in jail, and for the rest of their life, they might see themselves as a second-class citizen. And that is not the kind of environment that we want to be breeding for these people.
And potential employers are going to be judging them
yes.
because they've been in jail, even if it is a ridiculous law they were in jail for. I think it immediately changes someone's opinion of you. That you were in jail, most of them aren't going to ask, well, why were you in jail? Or even if they do ask, it's not going to make any difference, you know. Well, it was a completely nonviolent offense that had no victim, which shouldn't even be a law at all, but because you're in jail, you know, that's going to taint your record.
Yep. Even when Sam was being arrested, these women were walking by, and a few people were arguing with them, and I commented, because I overheard the argument. I said, no, Sam really didn't do anything. They just arrested him for he did nothing. And they were like, well, he must have done something or else he wouldn't be in handcuffs.
Yeah.
That is the world we live in. We live in a world where
no
unfortunately, if you don't question the government, but you immediately question anyone who is against the government,
sure.
and we should be questioning both sides, because certainly we should be looking at all the facts and trying to come to logical conclusions or at least conclusions that that fit with our own morality.
Well, and if we start doing that more often and setting the example of, look, we're not going to let this slide by anymore and say we've had enough and we're willing to start doing something about it, hopefully that'll catch on. People will see us, the liberty activists, standing up and speaking out in favor of freedom and against aggression against our peaceful neighbors. And that'll change people's hearts and minds. It's going to be one person at a time. Over time, it's going to be a process. But eventually, the message of liberty is so powerful and so sensible, anybody that's paying attention will have to get it.
I think you picked such a great choice for an act of civil disobedience, too, because the best ones are the ones where the law is so clearly bad in the sense of there's really no victim.
Yeah.
It's a completely nonviolent crime. There's no victim. You picked you made a really good choice, and those are the kind of things I think. The more silly the law, the better it is as a choice for an act of civil disobedience.
Yeah, of course. It just makes it all the more potent.
One of the things I really liked that you said last night, and I felt like I could relate. I mean, having only been 3 days in that same jail, when I got out, when people started asking me the questions about my experience, I thought about those other guys, and that's one of the things you said last night was, look, you were in for 9 days. A lot of these guys are in for 9 months, and many of them haven't harmed anybody else.
That's the only thing I've been thinking of for the past almost 24 hours now.
It's tragic.
It is, and the entire time I was in jail, I felt bad that I was getting out in 9 days.
Yeah.
I felt guilty, and that's an awful feeling. But, I mean, here I am, and I had no what's the word? I did not support putting these people in jail, and yet I feel guilty. I feel personally responsible that these men and these women are in there for things they shouldn't have done, and yet the government and people across the country don't feel guilty.
Every one
of us should feel guilty, and every one of us should have a conviction
to
fix this.
But those men are conveniently placed in a location that is very far away from everybody else, and as Sam has said, when he used to be of his old mindset, if he ever drove by a jail, he'd just think, well, that's where the bad guys are.
Yeah.
So your average American isn't thinking one little bit about the poor men and women that are sitting behind bars all across this country in record numbers. I mean, if anybody's been paying attention to the news, you've seen the stories that America locks up more of its people than pretty much any other country out there, any other country. So it's absolutely something that people need to be paying attention to. But unless you are a part of this movement or you've been on the inside yourself or you've had a loved one that's really close to you that's actually been in there, you don't know what it's like. And I think that's why it's so useful having our activists go in and experience this from the inside so we can communicate to others exactly what is going on. And as you said, even here in New Hampshire, it's like cakewalk compared to some of the other jails around the country.
Yeah.
So I thank you for coming on the show tonight, Andrew, and being here with us.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Your situation. And I know what's coming next for you is you're going to run for political office.
In 2010, I'll be running for state rep in Keene.
Great. Well done, sir. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on as many radio stations as we possibly can, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Talk to Greg in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi. All right. So I'm calling in from Cuyahoga County, Ohio, which is home to Cleveland. And I'm calling because...
Hey, is the river
county...
still on fire?
I'm sorry?
Is the river still on fire?
No, but we're still a mistake on the lake. in terms of the federal investigations going on, we're probably one of the most corrupt counties in the U.S. And nothing is changing.
It.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, so I am just calling in. I'm thinking maybe Free Talk Live can help me just get the word out to their listeners about what's going on here in the past year or two.
So what has gone on?
All right, well, Andrew will appreciate this one. So the first thing that caught my attention was in late 07, there was a pretty massive drug bust in an Amish community, interestingly enough.
Hmm.
I don't know if these were Amish people convicted, but 15 were convicted, 26 more were charged. In early 2008, it came out that the prosecution, the informants, and the police lied. They lied about evidence.
Wow.
They lied in court. They lied on the stand.
No.
And these people,
mm-hmm.
whose lives were ruined in jail, they all had to be released, and the cases had to be thrown out.
Hmm.
Well, they're lucky, honestly, because I can tell you that it's not terribly uncommon for the prosecution, or for that matter, the defense, to lie in court. But, you know, if the defense lies, the prosecution doesn't go to prison.
It seems like it's almost the default behavior. The trials I've witnessed, it blew my mind.
So, wait, how long was it between they were convicted and when they were released? How long do they have to stay in jail unjustly?
Unfortunately, I don't know exactly how long it was.
Any amount of time is an outrage, but what else did you want to share? Go ahead.
All right, so then some time goes by. In spring of 08, there's some articles about how, you know, the commissioner in the auditor's office, most of the employees are like family and friends and unqualified. There's something about a former stripper being paid like $60,000 a year as a secretary or something.
That's a step down for strippers.
Yeah, but so anyhow, so July 28, 2008, 200 FBI agents, that's 200, at 9 a.m., raided multiple offices, businesses, and homes in the county simultaneously using three different U-Haul trucks.
Wow.
Basically, what the allegations were that DeMora and Russo, the auditor and commissioner, had traded public contracts to have work done at their homes and businesses for free, and they also...
I said, sweet, what an awesome deal. I was just commenting on how privileged the government people are. They get to run all kinds of perks for themselves, and we all get to pay for it.
Yeah, so then they look into the records of the homes of the people doing this work and found that despite the massive housing bubble, in 15 years, the tax valuation of their homes had not changed a cent.
So the people that were doing that was for the people that were doing the home building?
Yeah, the people that were doing the home building. It is worth mentioning that I went to high school with Russo's grandson, and Russo lives in a house that's got to be worth at least $1.5 million, which he somehow got for something to the tune of $250,000.
So it's still on the rolls for $250,000?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, to this day, they're still in office. Nothing has changed
That's how it is, man. It's good to be in the gang.
Incumbents win no matter what. I mean, you know, what it takes to unseat an incumbent is just it's something near an act of God.
Even at a local level, huh?
Yeah, but the last thing that really worth mentioning probably is that the whole thing that started the FBI probe was 3 years ago. Undercover agents gave bribes to building inspectors to post false code violations on the doors of houses that were for sale to lower the value so personal friends that were investing in those houses could buy them up. And then in late May, two more building inspectors did the same thing. So they're now being charged. And like I said, the problem here is, despite the fact that, you know, the economy is crashing, all that I read in the paper is people talking about how, well, the state government needs to change this. You know, we need to elect different people. And as listeners of Free Talk Live, as long as we're looking for the government to fix this, as long as we're waiting for the FBI office in Chicago to send their prosecutors down and put these people in jail, nothing will get fixed. There is no libertarian community here in Cleveland, so I thought maybe the show could help me just get the word out.
Well, I hope it gets the word out for you. I don't know what you expect to happen as a result of that.
Maybe, you know, people in Cleveland are listening to the show, and I have an email address. It's countycrisis08@gmail.com. If you're in the area and listening and you want to do something about this, shoot me an email.
What do you got in mind?
I have no idea at this point, but at the very least, maybe we can just go down the street and hold some signs, and because I think people have forgotten a lot about this, and maybe we can just remind them of what's going on here.
I'm for it. You know, I mean, the best you can do is try to get together in your local area with like-minded people to change things. I think you'd be better off picking up and moving to New Hampshire.
I go to school in Boston, and I did that so I'd be closer to Keene. So.
Nice.
That's very cool. You know, this reminds me, someone brought up on some message boards, and our Keene message board, saying, hey, I want to do some stuff in my local community. What do you guys suggest? And I want to encourage him, and absolutely do some media, do some, you know, maybe you can do some Riddler reports in your area and everything, but you don't have the support network we have here and everything, and you can try and do the same thing there and get people organized to do it, but understand that the people who are here in New Hampshire and especially in Keene, they are people who are so passionate about liberty that they uprooted and got a fresh start here. That's how much they love liberty. So understand that that's the kind of passion we have here, is people who are willing to uproot. So I really have my doubts that people are going to be able to copy what we're doing here.
I say best of luck. I
hope so. I hope I'm wrong.
I think Fija outreaches are they're easy. They have good literature. You can hand it to people. They get an opportunity to look at things. So I think that that's probably the best, the most efficient way to go from an individual standpoint. But the caller has specifics that he's working on.
Greg, good luck out there. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You actually bookmarked that thread you were talking about, because one of our local, the guy that runs the Ministry of Propaganda here in town, Richard, posted a wonderful song to the guy that was asking, well, what can I do where I am? And here's the song. Back home, I'd put up flyers, alert the local press, burn up the Yahoo wires with each last email address, reserve a room for meeting, then sit and drink a cup, ready to make greeting, and no one would show up.
Mm.
I have a certain facile wit and ample will and guts, but fail, then try again, then quit. No sense being a putz. The skinny from New Hampshire said that freedom's growing there. I only know it damn sure isn't any other where. I moved on out and dived on in with signs and songs and such. I don't know quite where to begin, because there's so damn much. Where once I'd try to sound the call and no one heard my voice, there's no time here to do it all. You have to make a choice. The work is mighty tough, though fun, but wait, there's more, because when it's done, there's time to spend on other stuff. The play is mighty fun, but tough. There are lawyers writs to file, outreach cards to mail, attend some pork's trial, and visit him in jail. Help unload new movers' vans, and film that TV show. Meet and eat and make some plans. There's fundraisers to throw. I have the verve my old life lacked. These porks, that's porcupines, the sort of fun name for free staters, don't play to lose. The days here are so fully packed, you have to pick and choose.
It's absolutely true,
on.
Too.
It's not
beautiful.
An exaggeration. It is absolutely like that. It's frustrating when you have to decide. You want to do several things, and there's so much going on.
Yeah, I've experienced that frustration as well. I mean, sometimes there are multiple activist things to choose from, and sometimes it's just that there are so many activist things going on in a week's period of time, you just at some point have to say, I can't, because I've got to get some work done.
Yeah, that's what that's generally how I'm feeling about it. And, you know, I've almost forgotten what it's like
to be in Florida.
Yeah, to be out there where my expectation is to be dealing with somebody who, you know, doesn't believe like I do that the government should stay the heck out of people's business and not initiate force on people unless, you know, they initiate force in the first place. You know, that I forget what it's like to be out there kissing those people's butts and keeping silent, because it's an awful way for a libertarian to be.
All right. It's very different up here. And hour number two is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you're on the line. We will get to your call about anything. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.